Northern Beach Ball.
You were yawning.
To Les Pratt. I was trying not to sneeze, actually, but Dice gets it at the top. He bounce passes it over to Dice. Dice to Dice. Down inside to Skransky. His shot gets tipped around, but it goes right into the hands, I believe,
of Evan. Evan got that.
And he got the 2 points. 48-24. And we're going to get a turnover back. He carried the ball on his hip there by Cisco. That's a good call.
Yeah. I think, North Huron's trying to pick up the pace a little bit. Now they have Evan handling the ball.
And he's a 6-foot junior, and he just doesn't look comfortable out top here to me. He's too big of a kid to be up here at the top. He needs to be down underneath boxing those boys around.
Well,
they get the ball over in the corner to Saransky, Jake, that is. He gets it back up to the top to Mike. So we got Saransky to Saransky, Dice to Dice, and Rice. And
yeah.
So we got a Chinese-Mexican or Chinese mix-up for
Sintos.
Sintos, and then we get Sintos in there. So
you know what they've done is they've moved Eric to the paint, actually the free throw line. And once you get the ball to the elbow or free throw line, all kinds of good things happen, and that's what's going on right now.
A long shot by Pulaski, rebound right into the hands of Dice. He's got to have at least double digits in rebounds. I don't know what he's got for scoring, but
not a good idea. He went right in and had no rebounders.
And I didn't see who took that shot, Mary Lee.
Ellis Spearin, 35.
And North Huron's tired. You know, Dice is back in here, but he just steals the ball away from Krug right now. Now he's going to come up the court and try to take Quinn. Quinn strips him from it, but it's going to maintain North Huron's ball.
They're both really quick, but
checking into the game for North Huron is Tony Morosky. Coming out is Jake Sharamsky. Coming in for Baddox is Rice and Bark and Dean. Going out is Krug and Spencer Kelly. 48-26, 5:16 to go here in this non-league game between the North Huron Warriors and the Baddox Hatchets. Hatchets have been in control since about mid-second quarter, I would say. At the end of the first quarter, 16-10, and then after that, they just took control.
Eric drew three players, and he found the open shooter.
So Dice managed to get that one up. This time, Pulaski between two defenders.
Yeah, they're right.
Barely even jumped and made it 50-28 now. Off the block, Dice tried to take it all the way in. This time, Quinn's going to pick up another reach-in foul. That was a lazy foul by Quinn, if he asked me for his fourth. He didn't move his feet. He just tried to whack at the ball.
And they had him sandwiched. There were two guys on him, so.
I don't know. They show him as, they're going to give that to Pulaski instead. So Quinn is saved. He owes Jeremy there. He better be buying his buddy some fries there, because otherwise Quinn would have been sitting next to Dad. Rice. Dice for the three.
Yeah.
That's the first three-pointer, I think, tonight. No, the second three-pointer. No, first three-pointer for North Huron.
First one made. He took a few in the first half.
50-31. Baddox with the lead here. 4:30 to go in the first. Playing a little catch here between Pulaski and Quinn. Quinn now swings it down the corner to Rice. Batch fakes the three. Skip pass over to Pulaski. Looks to take it in the paint. He goes all the way down from the top. Lays it up off the glass. Rims out right into the hands of Dice. I am so curious on how many rebounds this young man has tonight.
He's got a nose for the ball.
He tries to lob it down inside for the back door to Taransky, but Taransky just couldn't get up there and get it.
I think that might have been, maybe it was Taransky. Regardless, it was a pretty powerful throw and couldn't handle it.
Sutton's back into the game for Baddock. Quinn walks the ball up the court as time clicks down here to the 4-minute mark. 50-31 in the fourth. Baddox with the lead and the ball. Launch pass over to Cisco. Cisco inside to Sutton. He can't get it. So Reifenbach swings it out to Quinn. Pulaski takes the long three. It's no good. Rebound again by Dice. Dice pushes up the court to Saransky. Pulls up at the free throw line. Shoots it. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound control there by Ahern. Ahern has it taken away. I'm sorry. Ahern puts it back up. Rebound Baddox and Black from behind, I believe. Pulaski into the paint. His shot's no good. There's Dice again with the rebound. Dice brings it all the way, tries to go behind his back, but he gets caught up there. Quinn forced him to go behind his back, but he couldn't get it all the way around his back, and it landed on his hip. He's tired.
He's trying to go with his left hand around the back. If it had been right, it would have been stronger.
Fisher's going to come in for him. Much-needed break. Also coming back in is Carlos Pinto. He's checking into the game for Tony Morosky. And Quinn brings the ball up for Baddox. 3.20 6:20 to go here, 50-31. Over to Pulaski, down in the corner to Price. Back to Pulaski. Price takes it inside the three for a shot. No good. Tip in by Pulaski. No good. Two-handed jump shot back up in. Pulaski padding his stirrup there a little bit.
Man, he is just got springs.
He gets the other one, making it 52-31. Now they double-team at the top. Quinn and them, they tip it right into Ahern. Ahern throws it to Saransky. His shot is good. They drilled that one from
you
the free throw line.
He's real confident in that shot. He took one about a minute ago. Right?
That'll give them 33. Bounce pass down to Sutton. Sutton throws it out to Prince. Prince doesn't have it. He throws it to a trailing Cisco. Cisco's three rims out. Tip from behind by Sutton. And Sutton's going to get fouled for over the back. And you know what? I think he had a lot of space. The official there just didn't have a good position there because it was just a reach with his hand tipping it out of there. But when you have a two-man crew, sometimes you get that shadow and you can't
see that. I agree with that call just because it's bad basketball if you allow it.
True.
You encourage kids to play from behind rather than get inside position.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, he didn't touch him with his body, so.
You know what? I would call it phys ed and intramurals, too. It's just not safe. People get hurt.
Fisher tries to go in. He breaks the defender. He goes up. His shot's no good. Fritz, the shortest guy out here, gets the rebound. He feeds it out to Quinn.
Of course, you're a big person.
I'm a post coach.
As a coach, though, I want that called every time.
I'm a post player and a post coach. Make those post players work.
I want them inside. I have no sympathy for my kids when they come from behind. They haven't worked and got good position with their body.
You know, and I think that time, though, actually underneath, Quinn goes up and has a steal, takes it coast to coast and lays it up off the glass, 54-33. You know, I can agree with you on wanting them to make them work harder and get in there, but he was so far away, it was actually the North Huron player really didn't go up hard for the rebound, and Sutton just kind of reached in there to get it. But knowing what Sutton told Quinn, we kind of got a bitter taste with him saying, hey, I can get the block shot, so we know he wasn't working real hard there. But he comes out right now, and we're also going to have a timeout, a full timeout by Baddock. We'll hear from some of our fine sponsors. We'll be back right after this message.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We're back here at Bad Axe High School, where Bad Axe just extended the lead here, 59-33. Pintos had a black shot, or brought it up the court then by Bad Axe. 59-33, 36 seconds to go here after that timeout by Bad Axe. North Huron with the ball now. They try to feed it inside. Fisher passes it into Pintos, and Pintos makes the move, and he gets fouled from behind, and he's going to go to the line. 59-33 to go. We don't have any more updates for you. If anybody's got a foul on that Cassidy USA game, or anybody's got the Pinconning Reef or Saginaw Buena Vista at Marlette or Lakers at